Chapter 37. Stromboli. Geologists, unlike physicists and astronomers, seldom became famous, at least in the line of duty. Sir Colin Draker had never wished to be a celebrity, but that was a fate no one aboard Goliath could now escape. He was not complaining. He felt he had the best of both worlds. No one could pester him with requests he couldn't fulfill, engagements he didn't wish to accept. But he did enjoy giving his regular commentary, Colin Uncully, as it was universally nicknamed, over the Inner System Network. This time he had some real news to report. "Cully is no longer an inert mass of metal, rock, and ice. It is awakening from its long sleep. Most asteroids are dead, totally inactive bodies, but some are the remains of ancient comets, and when they approach the sun, they remember their past. Here is the most famous of all living comets, Halley. This image was made in 2100 when it was at its greatest distance from the sun, just beyond the orbit of Pluto. As you'll see, it looks very much like Cully, just an irregular mass of rock. As you probably know, we have now followed it around the sun for the whole of its 76-year orbit, watching the changes it undergoes. Here it is passing the orbit of Mars. What a difference, now that it's heating up after its long winter. The frozen ices, water, carbon dioxide, a whole mixture of hydrocarbons, have begun to vaporize and have broken through the crust. It started to spout like a whale. Now they've formed a cloud all around it. The camera is pulling back. See how the tail is forming, pointing away from the sun like a wind vane in the solar gale. Some of you will remember how spectacular Halley was in 2061. But since it's been evaporating like this for ages, just imagine what it must have been like when it was young. It dominated the sky before the Battle of Hastings, 1066, and even then it must have been only a ghost of its former glory. Perhaps Cully was equally spectacular thousands of years ago when it was a real comet. Now all, well, almost all, the volatiles have been boiled off during its passage close to the sun. This is the only sign of its past activity that remains today.